This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus. Incredible as it may seem, many of the 230,000 cars marinated in the inky floodwaters of Hurricane Sandy are now being bought and sold. The vehicles may be salvaged for spare parts or end up with people looking for a bargain basement deal. But some unscrupulous owners are engaging in what's called title washing. That's altering a car's paperwork to disguise the damage and then resell it to unwitting customers. Sally Herships went shopping for tips on how to avoid a Hurricane Sandy lemon.
Buying a used car is complicated enough without having to worry about disguised damage from a hurricane. Imagine, if you will, the following scenario.
Is this the car?
Oh, yes, it is. This is the car that got me through college. It's a great car.
Are this plane's from Jersey? I thought you said you were from Texas. So the car's from Jersey?
By way of Texas.
This is definitely a car to be suspicious of.
Phil Reed is senior consumer advice editor for auto website Edmunds.com. He says a car from an eastern seaboard state that's been moved shortly after Sandy is a big red flag.
There are a number of other signs that will definitely trigger suspicion, and one would be headlights that had condensation on the inside, headlights, taillights.
Then there's the smell. Nothing says hurricane damage like eau de mildew.
Aside from the odor, you can look at things like peel up the carpeting in the trunk, any place where water could have collected. And if you see mud or dirt, that's a sign.
That's Frank Scafidi with the National Insurance Crime Bureau. But you should be equally suspicious if there's no dirt under the hood. A little oil residue on the engine is normal.
Wow, that is, I've never seen a used car so with such a clean engine.
Well, you know, I like to treat this car like it's my own child, you know? But better.
Experts say a mechanic can tell you if someone is trying to hide saltwater damage. But the first thing you should do, says Reed, before you take a trip to look at a car, is run a vehicle history report from a site like Carfax. The site has a mascot, the car fox, who will tell you in a little cartoon bubble on the screen if records of flood damage were removed. If it does raise red flags, Reed says, don't waste your time.
Oh, so the trunk, it looks like there's a lot of room back here. Hey, is that water?
Just a little rainwater. Just a little rainwater.
Smells fishy to me. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.